Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 80. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms likely overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms continue on Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 80. South winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
And just Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with spring season officially here. It's also time for the planting for the gardens and for the fields across the state of Kansas. But with the warmer temperatures and the lack of moisture, we're still battling severe drought conditions in many areas. And with the lack of rain, that means that many have to start pumping from underground water. And the question is, how much of it is left?
And as you pump that down, you have less saturated thickness and the well yields go down. And then in a extreme drought, you just pump harder and you have greater effects on that drawdown on the aquifer.
That's Mark Rude, the executive director of the Groundwater Management District Number 3 in southwest Kansas on KSN News, where he does say, however, that there is a positive side, trying to stay optimistic.
But when you have a drier climate, then you have less disease, less surface water runoff and potential pollution. And so that's good news.
Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on a loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In fact, units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV, 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
Gas prices are on the climb again here across the state of Kansas as AAA shows that as of early this week. And on Monday, gas prices in the state of Kansas saw an average of $3.35 per gallon, with diesel prices sitting at $3.87. WIBW reports that that number is slightly lower than the national average of $3.67 a gallon, with Kansans still seeing some of the lowest averages across the nation. AAA says that the gas did jump up by 2 cents on Sunday this weekend, and are up near 29 cents from the previous month. Average prices across the state show Manhattan sitting at $3.35, with diesel at $3.78. Topeka also had an average of $3.35, Wichita at $3.36, Kansas City at $3.36, Lawrence at $3.41, with the cheapest gas at the Phillips 66 on I-70 in Tecumseh at $3.19 a gallon. The city of Emporia saw prices right around the turnpike at $3.29 a gallon, with many experts expecting gas to rise as the season goes along and we get closer to Memorial Weekend.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Grand Island Community Redevelopment Authority has announced that they are moving forward with multiple different housing projects in the community, as they say they have voted to approve three different development items. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that some of the plans they have include a Planet Fitness, where the construction will begin on Claude Street to West 13th Street. Also, the building is 16 rental units catered to elderly communities, with the third project focusing on the city's growth moving forward in the future.
The first one and the last one are really instrumental to getting Claude Road built between North Road and Deers Avenue. And Claude Road, we're really hoping that as that is built, it provides access to a lot of those businesses.
That was Chad Navity with the Hall County Planning Director on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say their goal is to have roads expanded along with helping congestion in certain parts of town.
A winning atmosphere. Eat, play, drink, and win at Rock and Brews Casino Bremen. Meet Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen April 29, 3 to 5 p.m. Take a selfie for $10 free play. First 25 guests get a Rick Nielsen souvenir. All ages welcome. Exclusions apply. See Players Club for details. Go to rockandbrewscasinobremen.com. Rock and Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/taxaide or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Polling locations will be open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Tuesday for the special election for the proposed jail project, which will decide if Marshall County may proceed with up to $6.5 million in a lease purchase arrangement to fund construction. The polling locations include Marysville of the American Legion, Axtell of the American Legion, Beatty at St. Malachy's Parish Hall, Blue Rapids at the Community Center, Frankfort at the Cygnus Center, and Summerfield at the Community Center. Advance ballots mailed out can be returned to the county clerk's office yet Tuesday or be placed in the drop box at the courthouse. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked today and must arrive by April 28th. The special election was prompted when a petition was circulated and certified after commissioners had passed a resolution to move forward with the construction financing option. At last week's Marshall County Commissioners meeting, Matt Blossom with Marshall County Partnership for Growth was introduced as new director. He began April 1st and will focus first on housing. Leadership Marshall County will spend the morning of April 21st at the courthouse as part of their curriculum. That group is comprised of a dozen and a half members from throughout the county who are taking part in a series of leadership and other programs over the course of this year. Washington County Commissioners continued interviews for road and bridge supervisor, otherwise conducting routine business at last week's meeting. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from a group including staff and volunteers with the nutrition program, as well as the director discuss possible reduction in services and staff hours. A civil suit in Nemahal County District Court versus the City of Seneca was denied last week. In a decision Tuesday, Judge John Weingart announced that adjacent landowners Brett Olson and Ashley Nortis were not justified in citing potential negative health consequences and economic damages if a conditional use permit recommended by the Zoning Board of Appeals moved forward. That would allow development of a new distribution center by Ag Partners Cooperative on property they own at the west edge of Seneca. Certain restrictions were included with the conditional use permit, which again affirmed the reasonableness of the City Zoning Committee decision from last summer. Blue Rapids Mayor Jerry Zias was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend, focusing on efforts to increase housing availability and opportunities within the community.
So the structure would be, we got to look at several areas. So the first thing is to supply more rental units because the data is showing us that's our major shortfall. And with that, obviously, there's a lot of sub-goals to that. Then we have to address what they call the new construction shortfalls. We should be having, you know, about eight homes, new homes coming up just to fill in the vacancies.
The full interview is available for download as a podcast on our website, KeyNDYRadio.com. Jerry Zias shared incentives available for housing development in Blue Rapids.
For a new home that's located within what we call an infill lot, Marshall County has a neighborhood revitalization program in which if you're going to build a new home on that vacant lot that's an infill lot, Marshall County is willing to give you a 100% rebate on your property taxes for 10 years. What we've done is we've taken that in Blue Rapids and attached our own city benefit or incentive to encourage the development. So if someone signs up for that Marshall County Neighborhood Revitalization Act, the city of Blue Rapids will offer free water and sewer hookup to the main and a $1,000 rebate on the water bill for the first year.
Kyle Lance, age 91, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Virginia-Nebraska Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 4 until 6 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Kyle Lance. Larry W. Teeman, age 77, of Pawnee City, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday at 2 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Larry Teeman. David L. Lockman, age 76, of Diller, passed away April the 8th. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Interment in the Prairie Home Cemetery, Diller. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for David Lottman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tune in to casserole, funeral garlic bread, Friday, salad, pineapple, and cake. Lutheran Church, Hanover.
Tomorrow, hamburger, baked Hanover beans, cemetery, mixed veggies,
and mandarin oranges.
Thursday, 5 until 8.
Family, Greek friends,
T&D
5
News
7
Time, 7
Thursday
16.
At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Linda Nooch. Apologies for the interruption there. I'll repeat that death announcement for Linda D. Nooch, age 75, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Linda D. Nooch. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna noodle casserole, garlic bread, salad, pineapple, and cake. Tomorrow, a hamburger, baked beans, mixed veggies, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, now 7:17.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying much warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More showers are possible early on Wednesday, then partly sunny with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers may continue throughout Wednesday night as well, with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Northeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some showers early Thursday morning, then mostly sunny and cooler with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Cloudy and cooler throughout Thursday night as well, with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Some rain showers are possible on Friday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67, record high on this date, 91, the average low, 43, and the record low, 21. Sunset this evening, 8:07, sunrise in the morning at 6:46. Sunshine at 46 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine in, take out, or catering available, barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Winning ugly in Sacramento, and the Sixers take care of business at home. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA playoffs, late fourth quarter in Sacramento. Kings up 3 on the Warriors when De'Aaron Fox doubled the lead.
Davion has it. He kicks. Fox will step into a straightaway three. He's got the triple.
The call on KHTK. Fox's shot was the beginning of the end for the Warriors. Kings prevail, 114-106. Fox and Domantas Sabonis each scored 24 points. Kings take a 2-0 lead with the series headed back to San Francisco for Game 3 on Thursday. The Sixers took care of business at home, dispatching the Nets for the 2-0 series lead. Fourth quarter, Tyrese Maxey drained one from beyond the arc.
B double covered. Out top now. Maxey for three. It's good!
The call on WPEN. Maxey knocked down six trays, finishing with a game-high 33 points. Philly downs Brooklyn 96-84. Stanley Cup playoffs. Four games on the schedule. Two going to sudden death. Dallas and Minnesota were knotted at 2 in double overtime.
Steal to the back post, cut off in front by Harley, who couldn't get it out. Here's a turnover, open in front. They score! They score! Ryan Hartman helps the Wild, and he wins his double overtime marathon in Dallas.
The call on KFAN. The Wild win 3-2 to draw first blood in that series. In Edmonton,
to Kopitar, left circle to the goal line. Arvidsson centers. Score!
Call on AM 570, LA Sports. The Kings rally to upset the Oilers 4-3 on Alex Iafallo's game winner. LA off to a 1-0 series lead. Best in the league, Bruins dominated the Panthers 3-1, and the Hurricanes skated by the Islanders 2-1, both series 1-0. To baseball, Jacob deGrom exited with a sore wrist after tossing four no-hit innings. The Rangers still went on to blank the Royals 4-0. Brewers ace Corbin Burns strained his left peck and left last night's game at Seattle in the sixth inning. Brewers down the Mariners 7-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
State purpose of visit.
Well, it looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, April the 18th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, since it's Tuesday, it's time for the Steckland Report.
Well, folks, I'm in favor of something they're working on in Washington pretty hard, and I think they're going to get it done. The Ag Department has issued a proposed new regulation that restricts product of the USA to be on the label when they buy meat here in the United States at these grocery stores. Why? Because now, if they're packaged here, it can have that label. But from now on, if this passes and is a done deal, it'll have to be born, raised, and totally produced and worked on here in the United States. Now, who's for it and who's against it? Well, of course, the meat people, the Meat Institute, they're against it. But everybody else seems to be pretty much in favor of it. U.S. Cattlemen Association has been pushing for this for a long time. And I'm happy to see NCBA. I'm not sure I'm right on this, but I think they've changed their mind on this because I don't think they were in favor of it for a while. But now they say there definitely is a flaw in this situation, the way we're operating right now. You don't know for sure just because it has that label that everything of that steak you bought was produced here in the United States. You will if this passes and it becomes law. I hope so, because I think it'll help sell our product. Everybody knows that they would prefer USDA stuff than they would foreign country stuff. In the meantime, weak beef exports are kind of raising concerns across the cattle industry. I didn't know this, but beef exports in January was down almost 16% over a year ago. Despite record beef exports in 2022, signs of a weakening beef trade picture are on the horizon. I don't like that at all, folks. Let's hope that picks up a little steam. Some of our good neighbors in Japan, number one buyer, are not eating quite as much.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
The most recent cattle market reports show promise for Kansas cattle producers. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State livestock economist Glenn Tonzer shares and analyzes the latest cattle market update and the March meat demand monitor.
To remind everybody, this is Monday after Easter. So AMS called the Fed cattle market through Thursday at 174. That definitely continues the uptrend that we've seen. Compare that with the board. April live cattle was 171, up about $3 from the prior week, and up about $9 since the third week of March. That's all Fed cattle. The parallel information for feeder cattle is also positive. So AMS called the Pratt market. Most weight classes up this past week. The lightest weight lot I wrote down was 71 head, weighing 577, went for 250. And then the largest lot that I wrote down was 928 pounds. 124 head came in at 182. Those would all be up certainly from a month before, and most of those would be up from the most recent week. We look at the board for feeder cattle to round this out. April closed above $200, right at 201, up about a dollar on the week, also about $6 higher since the third week of March. Some of that is we've had a little bit of pullback in corn. Bigger part of it, I think, is the tightening cattle supply is hitting, and I think there's a lot of chasing of what is expected to be less available beef pounds.
Tonzer shares the boxed beef cutout highlights.
On Friday, USDA closed out the choice cutout 291. That's about $9 higher than the Friday before. Actually came in the highest since January of 2022. The select came in at 276, up about $5 on the week. Compared to January 3rd of this year, the total composite's up about $4. So the rally is fairly recent. The rib category is down 15%. All the other categories are flat or up. I'm highlighting that because I think the rib is been under stress. Hopefully some seasonal return to grilling and so forth will help with that. Loin is up. Brisket's up. Short plate, there's a little bit. An export story there is up, and then chuck and round are basically flat. There's a mixed bag across all those different primal-based cutout numbers on a mix of food service, export, and domestic. Foot traffic at restaurants has been down, but we've had about 6 months where people have been tightening their financial belt due to inflation, and there's been a little bit of a pivot, I think, from steak towards ground, and we're seeing that in some of those numbers.
Tonzer goes on to discuss retail demand using K-State's Meat Demand Monitor.
The March Meat Demand Monitor, this is a beef and pork checkoff-funded survey-based project here at K-State. Retail demand was a mixed bag, so ribeye steak, ground beef, bacon, and chicken breast were down in demand March versus February. All of those categories remain down compared to March of 2022. Willingness to pay has declined as people have been tightening their belts. Food service demand, so away from home demand, actually for all 8 evaluated meals, they were all up in March compared to February, and I haven't been able to say that for several months. Hopefully, that continues in the months ahead, like we kind of teed it up earlier. The recovery isn't where it was. We're not back to pre-pandemic levels, in part because we never got there, and then we had this main inflation response. But that category in particular, I think, is really important to watch in the next 3 or 4 months.
That was Glenn Tonzer, K-State livestock economist, sharing the latest cattle market update and the March meat demand monitor. I'm Leah Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Crows are the bane of every vegetable gardener. A few ideas for discouraging the pesky bandits today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 18th, the 108th day of the year. Actor James Woods has a birthday, and the legendary air raid on Japan by James Doolittle and his squadron was on this day in 1942. Birds are lovely to have around the backyard, but crows in your garden are another matter. Here's a few ways to protect your plantings. Fruit crops can be covered with flexible netting. A 4-inch mesh will generally keep crows out, but allow other birds in. Fishing line string and a grid-like pattern above your garden will discourage them from swooping in from above. And what about scarecrows? Crows quickly learn they aren't a threat, but some gardeners have found that strips of shiny mylar will create a random motion that is sometimes effective. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine and 46 this morning with highs around 80 on tap for today.
Or sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals could only manage one hit last night, and they get beat by the Rangers at Kauffman Stadium 4-0. Matt Duffy hitting in the seventh hole is the only Royal to get a hit in the game. The Royals and the Rangers will play again tonight at Kauffman. NBA playoffs last night. Philadelphia took care of Brooklyn to take a 2-0 lead in the series, 96-84. And it is Sacramento with a 2-0 lead in their series against Golden State with a win last night, 114-106. There were four games in the NHL playoffs last night. Carolina took care of the Islanders 2-1. Boston beat Florida 3-1. Minnesota took care of Dallas 3-2. And L.A. beat Edmonton 4-3. Four games are on tap for tonight in the NHL playoffs. Jalen Hurts, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, signed the largest contract in terms of average annual value in NFL history. He signed a five-year, $255 million extension. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
KNDY.
I can get by with nothing. With all the blessings life can bring, I've always needed something. But I've got all I want when it comes to loving you. You're my only reason. You're my only truth. Again, oh yeah. You're the love that rescues me when the cold winds rage. And it's so amazing, 'cause that's just how you are. And I can't turn back now, 'cause you brought me too far.
Oh, yes, I do.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the